The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You know how we always say presence of mind when a player has a situational awareness? Worst presence of mind by a team, the Warriors in this Oakland jersey after leaving Oakland, or the White Sox congratulating Rick Renteria after firing Rick Renteria? All that with his panel. Let's go.
Congratulations, you're fired.
We miss you, Oakland. A little bit.
You decide 2020. You make the call. Pass interference or not on the two-point conversion. And after that, you make the call on these Buccaneers, the team we did a story on last week being the best team in the league by a mile, needing every second and the flag pickup to beat the Giants. Let's start out in New York, around the horn, Frank Isola.
You know, Tony, when I'm watching it live, I thought it was pass interference, and watching on the replay, I didn't. I understand the referees don't have the benefit of replay like they did last season, but I actually don't see anything wrong with them getting together, making the call, and I believe that they got it right. It was a tough one for the Giants, but I think in this case, I don't think it was pass interference. It was just a bang-bang play, and Tampa got a little lucky.
Emily Kaplan?
Yeah, I don't think this is a referendum on the refs because, as Frank said, it's a bang-bang play. It's really a referendum on Daniel Jones because if he makes a good, even an average play there, remember, it's a design play. We're not talking about this. You don't deserve to win a game if you're relying on the refs for the last play.
Woody Page?
Well, I think you have to decide whether you trust the line judge, the back judge, or Joe Judge. And in that case, the referee said after the game that because it was a simultaneous play where the ball and the defender arrived at the same time. It's not like baseball where the tie goes to the runner. In this case, it goes to the wide receiver. Mm-hmm.
And how about you, George Dano?
Tony, being a cornerback is arguably the toughest job in sports right now. You can't touch the receiver. You can't do anything to them. And in this case, the referees did get it right. And you know what? He got there right at the exact moment that the ball got there. I thought it was that in real time, and I think that the replay just justified that.
Isola, you want to add something?
Here would be the question, though. If Tom Brady makes that throw, it's the same exact play. Are they picking up the flag? Are they doing that for Russell Wilson? Or is that a team that went into the game 1-6 with an inexperienced quarterback who hasn't won anything? I think that sometimes factors
Interesting.
In.
Interesting. You know, and Emily, you brought up it was not a great pass. Well, that shouldn't factor into whether there's a penalty or not, right? you can't make your calls based on whether the players made a good play. Can the Buccaneers be the best team in the conference if they need a whole game to beat the Giants, Frank?
Well, they look great against Green Bay, but I would say this. I still put them behind a team that they've already lost to New Orleans. I put them behind Seattle. They're a very good team, but they were on the verge of losing that game, that terrible turnover that they had early. They were settling for field goals. They were very beatable last night, but give them credit. When you go on the road and you don't play your best and you still win, that's when you look like a playoff team.
Okay.
Whether or not they look like a Super Bowl team, I'm not sure
so
about.
So you're giving them a little bit of credit. Emily, what did you see from Tampa Bay?
I'm not worried about them at all. I mean, style points don't matter. Your record does. Tom Brady typically doesn't play his best football until a month from now. He's getting reinforcements, and nobody's talking about it, but they still have the best rush defense in the league.
Mm-hmm. Woody Page?
Well, they do have a great defense, but I'm not seeing anything out of the offense that proves that they're ahead of everybody else by a mile, maybe by 1 yard, because that's what they won by last night. But in regard to, I think there are five or six teams that are better than the Tampa Bay Bucs. So to actually say that they're a Super Bowl team or that they're the best team, no, that's not happening. They're not there at all.
And, George, it was a Warren Sharp column we were talking about last week. It was taking in the DVOA, defensive value over adjusted average team. And that was what they were by a mile ahead of every other team. But what did you see last night?
Tony, look, I thought Mike Evans nailed this yesterday in the postgame when he said, look, that's a game we would have lost in the past. And I think that that just explains how good this team is, particularly having a guy like Tom Brady who's been there before. We know he's struggled against a different Giants team in the past, but this is a classic look-ahead game. They've got a rematch with New Orleans coming up here pretty soon. I think that's what they were focused on.
Emily, you said referendum on Daniel Jones. Back Page is the New Yorker killing him today, as is their want. Are all precincts reporting, or is there something like in that pass to Tate at the end of the game to make you think you need to see a little bit more from Jones? Emily?
Honestly, I don't believe in double standards, and if the Washington football team is ready to give up Dwayne Haskins, the Giants absolutely need to give up on Daniel Jones. I mean, we know what he is. He's consistent. He's consistent at turning over the ball. This isn't just an issue in the NFL. He has 19 turnovers in 3 years at Duke. This is a guy. Look, the Giants are an awesome team under Joe Judge. They play hard. They've improved in every game. They deserve a quarterback whose ceiling is better than, honestly, a watered-down Carson Wentz.
Woo! Frank, guys. Sola, you want a timeout, please. The floor is yours, Frank.
If he had gone to Penn State, she wouldn't say that. What Washington does has nothing to do with what the Giants are doing, number one. Number two, they invested a lot in him, and that throw to Golden Tate, you know, that proves that he has some talent. The turnovers, he's got to cut that down. If he doesn't, he's going to be out of the league sooner than later. But you can't give up on him now. It's still early in the season for the
Kaplan
most part.
Kaplan and Isola, you know what
Come
that
on,
is?
Emily.
That's Montclair on Montclair crime that's happening right now.
She started it.
We're taking a break on this, then we're going to move on to Bill Belichick. In the midst of his first four-game losing streak in 18 years, he's venting.
I mean, look, we paid Cam Newton $1 million. I mean, it's obvious we didn't have any money. You know, it's nobody's fault. That's what we did the last 5 years. We sold out and won 3 Super Bowls, played in the fourth, and played in an AFC Championship game. You know, this year we had less to work with. It's not an excuse. It's just a fact.
George Sedana, how do you hear Belichick there?
Tony, everybody always rips me because they say I don't say anything in these press conferences. And I finally say something in these press conferences, and everyone's all mad at me because I'm saying something that's actually the truth. What do you want? Do you want honesty, or do you want me just to keep mumbling and tell you nothing?
Look, give the man some credit for once. Come on.
All right. If you want to really commit to the impression, you got to lose the jacket, put on a hoodie. Go ahead, Woody Page.
Sure. I think he was being totally honest for the first time since I first met him with the Denver Broncos, as an assistant coach in 1977. He never tells us anything. He actually spelled it out, I think. They won 3 Super Bowls. They were in a fourth. They played an AFC Championship. If that is not, if that's selling out, I think every city in the NFL would love to have that sell out. And so, yes, it's going to come back to haunt you eventually. George, you're going to have to pay Peter to pay Paul, whatever that is.
I don't know what it is or what you're trying to say, but I do hope that the FCC wasn't listening. Go ahead, Emily Kaplan.
Bill Belichick, totally honest, really, Woody. Look, I appreciate his candor there, but I wish he was also honest about this. His draft strategy has crippled this team. He has tried to trade down into the draft to amass more picks, but that has left them without first and second round talent, and they've whiffed when they do have first and second round talent. They haven't had a Pro Bowler since Jamie Collins. They haven't drafted one, rather, in 2013, and before that, they drafted 13 Pro Bowlers. So you can't win under the salary cap, but you also can't win when you are not drafting homegrown players.
Good information for Emily. And who's doing the drafting, of course? Some might say Belichick. I would say Belichick's dog is doing the drafting. Remember that? And how about you, Frank Isola?
I got a book idea for one of our panelists, Woody and the Hoodie. There you go. Your days in Denver with Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, let's remember, Tony, all he's done is win. All right, so this year they have a losing record. Remember something. Not only did a legendary quarterback leave, but he still has a lot left in the tank, and he has 20 touchdown passes. The Patriots this year have 3. So when you lose, take away a great quarterback from any team, and they're going to struggle. So I'm going to give him a mulligan this year.
Rob Peter to pay Paul. Isn't that what we're saying here, Woody Page?
Yeah,
we just want to make sure we're
well
clear
done.
On that. All right. We'll move on. One more story. The pandemic contingency plan the league is proposing. A 16-team playoff, no buys. That's if the season gets shortened to COVID. Woody Page, does that make sense?
Yes. Peter, Paul, and Mary aside, I don't like this whatsoever. But I am going to say that the fans are going to love it. I'm sure the other panelists will love it. But this is in the middle of the stream. You do not change horses, Tony. I know that's another one for you. But really, we're going to, at the middle of the season, say, oh, instead of seven, that wasn't even the case last year when you've had six since 1990, conference. And now you're going to have eight. And I know the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball did change their postseason. However, they had 4 months off, or they started late as baseball did.
All right. So I'm going to put you down for no here on the expanded 16-team NFL playoff that they just came up with. Right? I hear what you're saying, Woody. They just came up with it right now. Emily Kaplan, how do you hear it?
I know it's a decision by the competition committee, but honestly, it's just a good business decision. Every league is losing money right now. They should recoup some revenue when they can. It's going to lead to some exciting 1-8 matchups. Like, look at what we saw this past weekend. Those could be playoff games. The Titans being upset by the Bengals, the Vikings upsetting the Packers. This is good stuff. More fan bases engaged longer in the season. That's better ratings.
Right, Gaisola?
Now you're making sense, Emily. I completely agree. But I would say this. If I finish with the best record in my conference, I'm always thinking I have a bye, and then I have to win one home playoff game to be hosting a championship game. You're going to be missing out on that, but for those of us who live in cold weather cities, we love the idea of being home on a Saturday and a Sunday in January.
Well, hold on a second, Frank. You're with the Jets and Giants. You're going to be home no matter what. You're not going to be covering any playoff games. So let's get that straight. George Sedano, how about you?
Tony, to quote the great philosopher Ted DiBiase, everyone's got a price, and that's what this is about. This is about money. Every time you watch a game late in the season, there's a column with the teams in the playoffs and another column that says in the hunt. And the more teams and fan bases are in the hunt, the better for the National Football
League. All right, Woody Page, I'll give you the last word.
Oh, yeah. George, we want guys in the hunt that have records of 3-7. Yeah, I want those people in the hunt. They should be out of the league for the season, not
relegation. All right, Woody Page. Well, now you got me. Everybody has his price. There you go. Sedano's in the league. Woody Page, some hard times. Like Dusty Rhodes, some hard times. Emily Kaplan running out with the lead. Take off by herself, Em. And Frank Gaisola with some work to do in 2 minutes.
She wants to get rid of Daniel Jones.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If the NFL goes to that 16-team playoff we just talked about, that Woody Page broke down from every possible angle, the Miami Dolphins are even closer. They've won 3 straight. They have the best point differential in the division by a lot. And this Adam Schefter report that they made the move to Tua at least in part because they're loaded with draft picks this upcoming draft. 2 in the first, 2 in the second, everything behind that. George Sedano, buy or sell Miami's decision-making there?
I'm buying it, Tony. They're finally doing the smart thing. This is a team that hasn't done the smart thing for 20 years. They need a wide receiver and a running back. The best wide receiver in the draft is Ja'Marr Chase. He may go in the top 10. They own the Texans pick, which is number 4 right now. If he can't play, you go draft one of these guys, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence. Go big or go home if you're the Dolphins.
Woody Page.
George. A year and a half ago, we were talking about a franchise changer, and you're now getting rid of Tua to go after another rookie quarterback that we don't know whether he can play or not. I thought he was decent, and it was his first game he ever played. By the way, Tony, you need to add another wild card for the showdown today.
Oh, you want an expansion of the Around the Horn playoffs? I might be open to it. What's it worth to me?
In the middle of the show.
Uh-huh. Emily Kaplan, how about you?
I'm buying this as the only justifiable reason that Ryan Fitzpatrick is not starting for this team with the division still up for grabs. Tua has been known for his accuracy. There's no better time to test it than this year with their receivers who have the worst separation in the league.
Frank Isola?
Hey, if Washington did this to Dwayne Haskins, why can't Miami do it to Tua? I think it's a smart thing. In a win-now league, you have to see what you have. Doesn't mean he's not going to be the quarterback of the future, but you might as well get him out there, see how it works.
Buy or sell two, fallout from Michigan's loss to Michigan State Saturday. This headline from the Detroit Free Press. Mm-hmm. And Jim Harbaugh going on Inside Michigan Football Radio and said, we're battling. That's all we can do. That's reverberating a little bit in Ann Arbor. Buy or sell Harbaugh battling Woody Page?
No, he's on the hottest seat in college football. Here's a guy that can beat unranked teams week after week, and he's proven it over 6 years, but he can't beat a ranked team. He has become a ranked team there, and it's time for him to go. He just can't beat Ohio State. He's having problems against Michigan State. He can't beat Penn State. The 3 out of 5, he's beaten the Nittany Lions. I don't think he's doing the job they brought him in for.
Even with a pandemic pay cut, this guy's making $7.5 million. Everyone who makes that much has won a national championship right now. He hasn't even won a Big Ten championship. And it's not just beating the good teams. His coaching decisions are baffling. Like, he's supposed to be an offensive genius. Why are you putting your quarterback out of the game to run a wild card play in the red zone? It just doesn't make sense.
Coaching decisions and his media decisions, too. He said we're battling when he did media this week. That rubbed a lot of people in Ann Arbor the wrong way. Frank, how'd you hear it?
And he's losing the battle, too, because they're 0-5 against Ohio State. He's 3-3 against Michigan State, and he's lost his last 4 bowl games. So time is certainly running out. I still think they're going to stick by him just because he went there. He played quarterback there, but he's got to be on a short leash.
George Dana.
Schembechler, Lloyd, and Moeller, 3 losses at home to Michigan State in 39 years. That has happened to Jim Harbaugh in his tenure already at Michigan. Not good. Not good for Jim Harbaugh. Yeah.
But would you say the loss to Michigan State is going to hurt him more than maybe a loss to Ohio State, which we've seen, of course, happen with frequency? But this loss last week.
Absolutely. They're supposed to be better than them.
Buy or sell 3, Adam Silver indicating time is running out. Quote, time is running out. End quote. For the NBA to come to an agreement on the December 22 restart. Told this to GMs on a call. Players, where are they on this? Well, last week it was reported overwhelmingly negative, is how Michelle Robertson, the PA, put it. Buy or sell the NBA and this December 22 start date, Emily?
I'm buying that it's not happening at all. The players don't want it. Something would have to happen in the next couple days because they have to report to training camp by the end of the month. So this is just not happening. The league just needs to eat a loss here and start him in January.
Frank Isola.
I think it's part of a negotiation. Too much money is at stake for a league where people have been laid off at the league office. Teams are laying people off. I still think they'll be out there in December 20th.
I've heard money is at stake. Do you know what the number is, Frank Isola? How much are we talking? If they,
I thought it was a billion, and that you split that in half. The players get half of that. That's how much.
So that's the difference between starting in December and starting a much later January or February. Yeah. Sedano, how about you?
Yeah.
Tony, these two sides, the players and the league, put together an enormous task of putting together a bubble. They'll figure this out. I'm buying they will start on December 22nd because everyone's got a price, Tony. Don't forget.
Woody Page?
I'd like to make 20 points here, if you possibly could, Tony. Consider this. I think it should be delayed until the middle of January. I don't think they should start December 22nd. It's a star, like this program, it's a star-driven league. And you've got stars.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're short by about 20 points and you're 20 points. Emily, if I could bring you in here from the NHL side of this too, because that's where you're reporting. What's their decision on a restart?
They are waiting for as long as possible before they can make a decision. Same thing they did with the bubble. You know, they're eyeing January 1st. I imagine they're going to start in the mid-January. People think they have to stop by the Tokyo Olympics, but Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley says they can be flexible with that.
Okay. So they're not in a race for a pre-Christmas start by any stretch. All right.
Oh, no.
Woody Page, Frank Isola. I mean, if you guys want to do your own show, you could have an alternate reality showdown between Page and Isola. George Sedano, Emily Kaplan, showdown, 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
History on Around the Horn. First ever meeting between Emily Kaplan and George Sedano in Showdown. Is that possible? Good luck to you both. Showdown 1, fallout from the brawl in the NFL this weekend. Javon Wims, 2-game suspension for the 2 punches and 1 face mush he threw at C.J. Gardner-Johnson. George, is 2 games right for 2 punches and a mush?
Tony, at first I thought to myself 2 games was excessive because anyone who spits on me, I'm throwing hands with them. But then I realized you punch somebody with a helmet on. That's not going to hurt them. So he kind of deserves the 2 games.
Honestly, I just don't know what Wims was thinking here. I've watched this play so many times. He comes from behind. He's hitting him with a helmet. The only thing that I can explain it is that he took a hit job from Michael Thomas.
Wims said there was spit, but there's been no proof of spit. That's what I'm hearing. George, so until we get proof, we'll give the point to Emily Kaplan. We'll move on. Fallout from the brawl in college this weekend. Florida, Missouri. Dan Mullen fined $25,000. He was leading whatever fans were there going into halftime and then took questions after the game while wearing a Darth Vader mask and suit. Emily, is $25,000 right for that?
No, he deserves more. He was a complete goober. Honestly, he should have dressed as a clown after the game. But at least he was wearing a mask for once.
The only thing he needed to do, Tony, was rip off his shirt like a Hulkamaniac and do the cupping to the ear. What the hell is Dan Mullen thinking?
George, I really appreciate how you got lost in WWF and WWE YouTube during the commercial breaks today. But we're giving the point to Kaplan. She's got some fire takes today. We'll move on. Showdown 3, the Situational Unawareness and Non-Presence of Mind Award. All right, Warriors and this Oakland jersey they're going with, they just left Oakland last year. Or the White Sox congratulating Rick Renteria on being Manager of the Year finalist. They just fired Renteria a month and a half ago. George, who's got worst presence of mind here?
There's no contest here, Tony, okay? It is Renteria. They fired him because he wasn't analytically inclined. Then they hired Tony La Russa, who doesn't even know anything about analytics.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to commit the cardinal rule of cardinal sin of showdown, but I have to agree. Twitter is to relate to your fans. Fans were upset they got fired. This is just rubbing in their face.
You're both right. You're both getting points. Kaplan's getting the FaceTime. Oh.
Once again, the hockey community is mourning. Travis Roy passed away this week. He was a hockey player who was paralyzed just 11 seconds into his first shift at his freshman year at Boston University. But he led a life of being a motivational speaker, inspiring so many, and philanthropy. And I just want everybody to think about his message in these trying times. Don't dwell on your misfortune. Think about what you do have in life.
Thank you for that, for Emily Kaplan. Thank you all. We'll see you guys tomorrow.